Chairman. May I say that Mr. Wells talks about this being cruel and reckless. He was just baiting. He has been baiting Mr. Cohen here for hours, requesting that Mr. Cohen, before sundown, get out of any department of the government anyone who is serving the communist cause. Now, I just give this man's record, and I want to say, Mr. Welch, that it has been labeled long before he became a member, as early as 1944.
Senator, please, we know he belongs to Mayor Hill, and Mr. Cohen nods his head at me. I did do, I think, no personal injury, Mr. Cohen. No, sir. And if I did, I beg your pardon. Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator. You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? Have you left no sense of decency?
I know this hurts you, Mr. Welch.
May I say,
Mr. Chairman, as a point of personal privilege, I'd like to finish this.
Senator, I think it hurts you too, sir.
I'd like to finish this. I know Mr. Cohen would rather not have me go into this. I intend to, however, and Mr. Welch talks about any sense of decency. It seems that Mr. Welch is paying so deeply. He thinks it's improper for me to give the record, the Communist Front record, of the man whom he wanted to foist upon this committee. But it doesn't pain him at all. There's no pain in his chest about the attempt to destroy the reputation and take the jobs away from the young men who are working on my committee.